Funny, you know, I think God loves to hide the best inside of stuff that looks so humble. Scripture says it this way. It says, we have this treasure in earthly vessels. In other words, sometimes God puts the best in people just like you and me, so that when something good takes place, we go, well, it has to be God because it ain't me. God loves to hide treasures.
Welcome to Words of New Hope with Dr. Wayne Cordero, founding pastor of New Hope Oahu. Do you ever feel like life is stretching you tighter and tighter? You're like a rubber band. If you stretch one more inch, you just might snap. Interestingly, God knows that for us to grow, we must first stretch. Here's Pastor Wayne with a message entitled, Stretch to Grow.
Let's take out our bulletins, would you? We're going to read that scripture right at the top. But let me talk to you about the unused potential that lies in this room. With 12 people, Jesus changed the world. I wonder what he can do with us. You know, I found the richest spot on the face of the earth. It's not far from here. It's on West 11th. That's right. Under those 4x6 pieces of sod, 6 feet down, are dreams that were never fulfilled, books that were never written, schools that were envisioned but were never started, masterpiece paintings that were never completed because of the fear that it might not be good enough. Someone might not like it. There was a complaint, a criticism. All of that potential lies under those 4x6 pieces of sod. Why, if I could exhume the potential in one graveyard, I'd be the richest man on the face of the earth. Potential is everything that you can be, but you haven't become yet. Every place that you can go, but you haven't gone yet. Everything that you can do, but you've not done yet. It's like a huge engine on idle. That's that potential. It's wrapped up. From the beginning of time, God created you with a purpose in mind. That's what Jeremiah 29:11 says. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans not for your calamity, but for your welfare, in order that you might have a future and a hope. And he embedded that inside of you, but it's in potential form. How do you discover that? We'll find out. But first, I want you to know that it's often the obvious that we're blind to. The obscure, we eventually see. It's the obvious that we miss. As is a story, there's a grandfather who wanted to treat his newly graduated grandson to a camping trip because growing up, he and grandpa would always go camping. Well, he had just graduated from this prestigious university. And so he said, let's go camping. And the grandson said, yes, let's do it. So they went up to the hills, and there in a meadow far away from everyone, they set up their campsite and they put their tent up and got it all staked in, got the campfire going. That night they had a wonderful dinner by the campfire, and they talked and enjoyed some memories. And then they got into the sleeping bags and they went to sleep in the tent. And around, maybe 1 a.m, Grandpa rustles his grandson awake. He says, what? Grandfather said, look up and tell me what you see. He said, well, because he's got to be, you know, he's a new graduate. Astronomically, I see the constellations and the quasars and the galaxies. They're far beyond our reach. Astrophysically, why, the planets and the gravitational pull causes the train of the comets to have a curvature to it. And meteorologically, it says there's a high pressure system. And so tomorrow, because of the brightness of the stars, should be a very nice day, Grandpa. What does it tell you? Grandpa said, that. That's not what it tells me. Well, what does it tell you? He kind of said with a smirk. Grandpa looked up and said, you know what it tells me? Somebody stole our tent. Sometimes we think we know it all, but really we miss the obvious. And God is saying to us as well, don't let someone steal your tent because you've missed the obvious. The psalmist David said it well in Psalm 119. He said, open my eyes that I might see wonderful things from your law. In other words, he's saying, you know, I don't always see it. Would you help me? Today I want to stretch your thinking a little bit. And I want to camp on, not to overuse that phrase in camping, but camp on one portion of the scripture we're going to read today. So if you would take a look, either your Bibles or your notes, it'll be up on the screen. In your best thespian theatrical voice, let's read this together nice and loudly. Would you together go? Enlarge the place of your tent. Stretch your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back. Lengthen your cords. Here it is. Strengthen your... For you will spread out to the right and to the left. I want to camp on that. Strengthen your stakes. You know, if God wants to expand us, use us to influence in any way our role, you better pound your stakes in. Because if not, when God expands you, prospers your business, prospers your life, increases you, if you don't have stakes that are pounded deeply, we're going to hear popping all over the place. Bing, poof, bing, poof. And our family goes sideways. Even though we've made another $2 million or $1 million, your family goes sideways. You lose family. We lose marriages. We lose faith. Why? Because we didn't strengthen our stakes right where we were. I want to talk about that today. How do you strengthen the pegs of your life? Because sometimes we just want God to lengthen us, spread us out. And God is saying, you want to make sure that you strengthen your pegs. However, sometimes we don't believe in ourselves. Well, why should I? I don't have much to give. What do you mean unused potential? I'm not that good anyway. Remember this, life will not give you what you hope for or even what you dream of. Life will give you what you settle for. And I want to challenge you today to not settle for anything less than God's best in every area of your life. Because God planned for you to have a preferred future. And it honors God when we press into His best. Because you see, in the beginning of time, God created us in His, and His image isn't tarnished. His image is neon, and it's excellent. And that's the kind of people that God wants us to be. Well, you know, I don't know. I don't have much to give. I'm not that good. I'm not as good looking as talented as. Often we let people depreciate our lives. We let what people say, a cynic, someone who's a complainer, even some teachers. When I was a freshman in high school, I got a report card, and it was actually at a Catholic school. I was actually studying for the priesthood, believe it or not, and it was a place called St. Joseph's College and High School. And if you'll look, you'll notice music there. I got a D in music. And the reason I got a D in music in the AP or the application is because I had a bad attitude. Now, that was right after my mother passed away. I was only a freshman in high school and she died, and my life went into the pits. I was mad at God, mad at people. And when I got that report card, I thought, well, forget it then. If that's what they think, then that's just how it's going to be. And then I thought, wait a minute here. You know, everything changed a few years later when I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Even though I was going to a Catholic school, I knew about God. It was a Catholic school. I did Mass as an altar boy. Every morning we did Mass. I can still to this day say most of the Mass in Latin, because we were just drilled in Latin there. So we had to learn it. And even though I knew about God, I did not know Him personally as my Lord and Savior. That gave me a great grounding, but it didn't take me to God's best. And at 19 years old, I received Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and everything turned around and everything changed. And after that, I thought, okay, I'm not going to let that kind of stuff determine my potential and the fulfillment of my dream. So since then, I had a D in music. I've done 4 music CDs since then, and I wrote a book on attitude. So I said, that's not gonna stymie me. I'm going to keep going forward because God has much more in you and me. And often I say to the students here at the college, I wonder what's inside of you. You're going to take all that potential to the grave? Don't make the graves any richer than they already are. You're going to let the world determine Your mistakes determine. Your immaturities determine. Maybe even your pride. One of the worst things that battles against God's best in your life is pride. Well, if that's the way she's going to think that it is, then that's it. Or if that's what the, you know, my teacher thinks, or that's what my friends think. Well, I'm not going to really do that because they might not like it. It's like we let everybody else determine the treasure that's in us, except God. Can I encourage you to wait for God's report card? Because he has so much more inside of you yet to develop. He was a Baptist pastor. His name was Russell Conwell. He actually is the founder of Temple University. He tells a true story that he heard when he was traveling. There's a man named Ali Hafed. Ali Hafed lived in the southern tip of India, right above Sri Lanka. Across the Arabian Gulf there is Africa. He had a little farm. He was doing good, but he heard, sort of like the gold rush of California, he heard that there was a diamond rush in Africa. People were finding diamond mines all over the place. He got so enthralled with finding a diamond mine that he couldn't wait to sell his little farm. He sold it and headed off to Africa. He searched for a diamond mine, but it wasn't as easy as people had told him. He searched year after year, climbed mountains until he lost all that he had. About 12 years later, Ali Hafed was so discouraged and so depleted, he took his own life. He was done. Back home, the farmer that bought his little farm was plowing ground, went across a stream one day that led back to his little humble home, when he saw in there a rock. And he picked up the rock and it had chipped a little bit and it looked kind of like a crystal. So he put it on his mantle just because it looked pretty cool. About 2 weeks later, a passing visitor stopped by his house and saw that on his mantelpiece there. And upon closer inspection, he picked it up and he said to this farmer that bought Ali Hafed's farm, he said, "Do you know what this is?" He said, "I just found it in the stream. There's a whole bunch of those down in the stream. This is the biggest one, but there's a whole bunch." He said, "This is the largest diamond I have ever seen." They went to the stream, and what this man didn't know, on this humble farm, he was standing in the middle of acres of diamonds. In fact, so much so that even still today, the Golconda diamond fields, still one of the most famous in the world, where all of the British crown, all of the jewelry comes from the Golconda diamond fields. Ali Hafed was standing in the middle of acres of diamonds, yet he thought his fulfillment was out there somewhere. And instead of taking the time and the preparation to recognize diamonds in their rough state, he launched out and didn't take time to explore what he already had and lost acres of diamonds. I wonder what lies within you. You know what they say? Your future is not what's in front of you. Your future is what's inside of you. But a lot of times we don't pound that stake down and someone's about to steal your tent. Can I encourage you to be people who will explore what God has given to you? I wonder what's inside of us. Ambassadors, mayors, governors. I say this to students. There's going to be ministers and business executives. There's going to be people that will be missionaries, influencers of the next generation, all within us right here. But we have yet to find that potential and mine it out. What we'll need to do is develop eyes that sees diamonds in its rough, uncut stage. Potential. I wish that first farmer had taken the time to study and prepare himself to learn what diamonds look like. Funny, you know, I think God loves to hide the best inside of stuff that looks so humble. Scripture says it this way. It says, we have this treasure in earthly vessels. That's what the scripture says, so that the surpassing greatness of the power of God would not be of us, but of Him. In other words, sometimes God puts the best in people just like you and me, so that when something good takes place, we go, well, it has to be God because it ain't me. God loves to hide treasures because it'll require us to follow the guide and open our eyes. God loves to hide things. If you think about it, God hid Israel's greatest king in a scruffy shepherd boy on the side of a hill. God hid the greatest deliverer of the Israelites from their bondage in Egypt in a little baby that was supposed to have been killed by mandate of the government. But a mother refused to comply, put her baby in a wicker basket, sent him down the river. His name was Moses. And then on the Exodus, when they were dying of thirst, God hides water in a rock. Try that one on. He hides water in a rock. And then God hid the greatest deliverer and redeemer of mankind in a little baby born in a barn. That baby was supposed to be killed too, for Herod had ordered all the babies to be killed 2 years and under. The mother then also refused that mandate, took her baby born in a barn, fled to Egypt for a season, and then came back. And we are all here today, saved and redeemed, because God hid the Redeemer in the little baby born in a barn. I wonder what God has hid in you. I wonder what God has in this place here. Did you know that before the world began, God put treasure inside of you? And now our life gets to be discovering what that is. Oh, digging deep, developing what He's given to us, whether it's a smile, whether it's handshake, whether it's being a people person, maybe it might be a computer person. There's so many great gifts, but there's a dream in every single one of us of what we could do for God. No, not for ourselves, not for our own self-aggrandizement, but for the kingdom of God, because in the end, that's all that will matter. And I wonder what He programmed inside of you. How far along are you in refining that? Do you know that it was Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 1 and verse 5? He said, Jeremiah, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. And I appointed you to be a prophet to the nations. What? Yeah, before you were born. Huh? Yeah, you see, in God's divine design room, He's designing you and me. And He takes us and He creates us in His, what was that now? So it's actually in His imagination. God imagined the best for you, the best for this church, best for your family, best for your character. He imagined what would be best for Joe, for Bill, for Sally, for Rhonda. What would be the best? And He designed that from stem to stern. And once He had you in His imagination, in His image, He took that and crushed it and put it into a potential form in a seed. You were then conceived, and that seed is in you in its potential form. It's just like that rock that was in the stream. Didn't look like much, but that seed has all the potential of God's best. Don't settle for anything less than God's best. Well, how do I get that potential into reality? You're going to need help. You're going to need people to help you, especially the Spirit of God, who knows what that potential should be, and He's going to guide you. Did you know that the Holy Spirit is of the one whom God said will guide you into all truth? He's also called the Paraclete. It's a Greek word. Para means alongside of. Kalo means to call. The Holy Spirit, or the Paraclete, is the one God has called to be alongside you, because that potential needs to be refined. And if we don't take the time, to recognize diamonds in its rough, uncut state, we will miss it. And we'll start to settle for less than God's best. Don't settle for less than God's best. Keep pressing on. Let God stretch you. But before he does, make sure you drive those stakes deep. So he crushed that into a seed. And then when you were conceived, that potential is there. The Holy Spirit is to guide you and help you. That's why it's so important to obey what God is asking of us, to follow his instructions. Otherwise, we mess it up. You will not be able to fulfill God's potential without his instructions and guidance, because he's your creator and mine. And the closer we get to him, the more we're able to see our dreams come to pass. From the beginning of time, it's in you. Well, what if I make mistakes? It's in you. Don't stop, because all of us will make mistakes. How many of you have sinned this last month? Raise your hand. Yeah, how many twice? Yeah, some of you just did sin because you didn't raise your hand. We all mess up, but the Lord is still saying, you stay with it because I'm going to stay with you, and you stay with it. Let's say, for example, and this is just theoretical, let's just say a player... A person comes to the Lord and someone lays hands on him and God gives him, let's see, the gift of professional baseball. And that's, again, it's just fictitious, but let's say he gets the gift of professional baseball. Now, prayer's done. He still looks the same, acts the same, just the same. But inside of him is the gift of professional baseball. Well, if there is that gift in there, in order for that gift to be fulfilled, what does he have to do? He's got to play baseball. So let's say he gets up to bat and I'm going to pitch him the ball and I say, all right, I saw that prayer. God gave you the gift of professional baseball. Here, hit this. And I throw him a pitch and whew, he misses it by a foot. Throws the bat down. He says, I'm done. I can't even hit the side of a barn. I said, no, it's in you. You keep swinging. Misses it again. I told you, I'm going to quit. No, it's in you. And so he swings a third time, misses. Fourth time, closes his eyes, and by mistake, he nails the ball. Bam! That thing sails over the fence. Whoa, he says, I told you, it's in you, dude. Whoa, I guess so. Now, after a while, he's nailing home runs left and right. And then we say, go out in the field. We're going to hit you some balls. And I hit him a ball and whoo, goes right through his legs. What? Try it again. It's in you, man. Bam. So I hit him another one. Pff, hits him in the chest. Ow! I quit. No. It's in you. Yeah, but I can't do it. I can't get it. No, yes, you can. Keep going. He has to continue, doesn't he? Pretty soon, he's getting that ball. He's throwing it to first base. He's throwing it behind his back to second base. He's making double plays. This guy's like amazing. Hits him over the fence. He's doing double plays. One day there's a game going on. Scouts from all of these different clubs are here in the stands. And they watch this guy nail it over the fence, make double plays. And one scout says to another, hey, I've seen a lot of good baseball players, but you see that one over there? That kid's got a gift. He's got a gift. Yeah, he does, as do every single one of us. But don't quit. Some of you are ready to quit, but you're standing in an acre of diamonds. You just have to develop your eyes to see not problems, but potential. See, a lot of us, we see problems, not potential. But if you start seeing potential, you'll have the gumption to start refining those things and seeing it all come to pass. And if you can train your eyes and prepare yourself to recognize diamonds in its rough state and follow the directions of the Holy Spirit, who's there to mentor you, you watch and see what God can do with this place. I wonder what lies within us.
You've been listening to a message entitled Stretch to Grow by Dr. Wayne Cordero on Words of New Hope. Thank you for listening. Until next time, remember what Pastor Wayne said.
Funny, you know, I think God loves to hide the best inside of stuff that looks so humble. Scripture says it this way. It says, we have this treasure in earthly vessels. In other words, sometimes God puts the best in people just like you and me so that when something good takes place, we go, well, it has to be God because it ain't me. God loves to hide treasures.
Now for Pastor Wayne and all the family at New Hope, this is Del Gibbs wishing you a great day in the Lord and aloha.
New Hope Oahu is excited to announce open enrollment for its preschool, Kulia Christian Academy, located at New Hope Oahu's Sand Island campus. Limited space is available for the current school year for students ages 3 through 5. KCA is an affordable full-day program that strives to inspire and equip children to grow academically, socially, and spiritually in a Christ-centered environment. For more information or to enroll your child, visit our website at kuliachristian.org.